Dream stream, evening, lahoon kalahoon, last 260 days to the home stretch, reaching, striving, pursuing that dream, be your dreams. Traveling with the Maniac's Almanac to everything. Hip hip hooray. Flowing. Sowing the seeds of love. Take two, meditation two, bring you back, if I may recap, our segment was taking us into the Earth Wizards lore, hoard, and lodestone of the greatest prophecy ever foretold, and the greatest attempt to offer you something a little better.
The law of time is expressed in this way.
La ley del tiempo se exprime en esta manera. Se expresa en esta manera.
It's very simple, like E equals MC squared.
Muy simple, como la fórmula de Einstein.
But this one is, you see, time, okay. This E is energy, okay. What this says is that energy factored by time,
la energía factorizada por el tiempo,
equals art.
Es igual al arte.
This is why you have never seen an ugly sunset.
Esto es la razón por la cual ustedes nunca vieron un atardecer feo.
This is why the birds fly in patterns.
Por esto es que las aves volan en patrones.
And even the scorpions do a beautiful dance.
Y hasta los escorpiones hacen danzas maravillosas.
Yeah. So all of the universe is actually a work of art.
Todo el universo es en realidad un trabajo de arte.
And in the days before the triumph of materialist science,
and en los días antes del triunfo de la ciencia materialista,
it was common to say that God is the supreme architect.
Era común escuchar decir que Dios es el supremo arquitecto.
After the rise of materialist science, they said God is a clockmaker.
Y después del surgimiento de la ciencia materialista, empezaron a decir que Dios es el que hace los relojes.
Big difference.
Es una gran diferencia.
That when we say that the energy factored by time equals art,
cuando decimos que el tiempo factorizado por la energía es arte,
and we see that there are no ugly sunsets, and that we see that the everything in nature is actually a harmony,
vemos por qué no puede existir una cosa como un atardecer feo y cómo todo está en la naturaleza está en armonía.
That we say, well, what is time that it makes this order so harmonious and beautiful?
Es el tiempo que hace este orden armónico y maravilloso.
And that what we say is that time is a form of information biology.
El tiempo es una forma de biología de la información.
In other words, we can see this in every living form.
Podemos ver esto en cada forma viviente.
It has its stages of growth.
Que tiene sus etapas de crecimiento.
It has its particular form of embodiment.
Y tiene su peculiar forma de incorporación.
And even its communities and social structures are all.
También en las estructuras sociales y de comunidad.
All have an aesthetic or artistic quality.
Todos tienen una calidad estética o artística.
That's because time is information biology.
Esto es porque el tiempo es biología de la información.
And that information biology of time.
La información de la biología de la información del tiempo.
We can also say that time informs life.
Podemos también decir que el tiempo informa la vida.
And this is a very profound point which we must understand very deeply.
Y esto es un punto muy profundo que tenemos que comprender muy profundamente.
So that when we understand that it is time that informs life,
y cuando comprendemos que es el tiempo que informa la vida,
then that we see that time is the universal information,
vemos que el tiempo es la información universal,
and the universal informing principle,
el principio de información universal.
And we just again just look carefully at the word inform.
Tenemos que hacer mucha atención a la palabra informar.
And to inform is to place the form within,
que significa ponerle la forma adentro.
And that from the form within, then we live that form and we externalize that form.
Y es así que vivimos esta forma y la externamos.
And so we see, well, we have a particular form, we humans.
Nosotros también como humanos tenemos una forma particular.
And we see that our form has generally a bilateral symmetry.
Y es una forma que generalmente está basada en la simetría bilateral.
Two eyes, two ears.
Dos ojos, dos orejas.
Etc. And that this form itself,
esta misma forma,
is a form of time.
Es una forma del tiempo.
We see. Also, we know that we have 20 fingers and toes.
También sabemos que tenemos 20 dedos de las manos y de los pies.
And that we have 13 major articulations.
Y también tenemos 13 articulaciones principales.
Two ankles.
Dos cabillas.
Tobillos. Two knees.
Dos rodillas.
Two hip joints there, or where the legs joint, caderas, okay. Okay, and then again, two wrists, two elbows,
muñecas.
Two shoulders,
espalda. Hombros.
Okay. That's the 12 major joints, and then we have the 13th, which is right. Okay, so we have 13 major articulations and 20 fingers and toes.
Tenemos 13 articulaciones y 20 dedos.
And we embody time.
Somos un cuerpo del tiempo.
Well, we speak of the T over here. We are speaking of a mathematical proportion or frequency.
Cuando hablamos de la T allá, hablamos de una proporción o frecuencia matemática.
13-20.
13-20.
And this is a what we might call a universal constant.
Y esto la podemos nombrar la constante universal.
It is a perfect mathematical ratio.
Es una proporción matemática perfecta.
And as we will see over the course of the 7 weeks,
y vamos a ver a lo largo de las 7 semanas,
that this ratio is very simple and very, very many applications.
Que esta proporción es muy simple y tiene muchísimas aplicaciones.
That when we look at this, just look at these numbers, 13 and 20.
Cuando miramos estos dos números, 13 y 20,
very much like the reading For today all is number, God is a number, God is in all.
Como lo que hemos acabado de leer, que todo es número, Dios es número, Dios es todo.
And so we can see the difference between 13 and 20 is 7.
En la diferencia entre 13 y 20 es 7.
Okay, so 7 is the key number within that.
Entonces 7 es el número clave al interno de esto.
We can say that it's the key number, and it's also, because we don't see it here, it's also the occult number.
Podemos decir que es el número clave y también como no se ve es el número oculto.
And that when we look at 13,
cuando vemos miramos al 13,
that if you take 13 objects or 13 forms,
si tomamos 13 objetos o formas,
and we see and line them up,
y okay, los ponemos en una línea,
you see 6 on one side, 6 on another side, and the 7th in the middle.
Podemos poner 6 de un lado, 6 del otro, y el séptimo en el medio.
This again is the occult 7th.
Y esto es también lo que llamamos el 7 oculto.
Okay, and that the also is referred to as the inverse 7th.
Esto también tiene una referencia a lo que llamamos el 7 inverso.
And that also the 7 also describes what is referred to as the heptagonon of mind.
El 7 también se refiere a lo que se llama el heptágono de la mente.
And that everything that we are doing during the 7 weeks is the living unfolding of the heptagonon of mind.
Y lo que hacemos a lo largo de las 7 semanas es el desarrollo viviente del heptágono de la mente.
And that the heptagonon, hept, H-E-P-T, is from the Greek 7.
Y esta palabra heptágono viene del greco hept, que significa 7.
And you can, one form of heptagonon is a 7-sided figure.
Una forma del heptágono es una figura con 7 lados.
But the true form of the heptagonon is the cube.
Pero la verdadera forma del heptágono es el cubo.
And the 7th, the cube has 6 sides.
Que tiene 6 lados.
And the 7th, the occult 7th, is actually the point at the center that holds it together.
Y el séptimo oculto es el punto que está en el medio de las 6 caras del cubo.
So this is a very important point.
Este es un punto muy importante.
So that when we see also the simple formula, okay, energy factored by time equals art.
Cuando vemos esa fórmula muy simple que tiempo factorizado por la energía es igual al arte.
And that we are dealing with a universal informing principle.
Estamos a contacto con un principio de información universal.
That has a very simple mathematical basis.
Que tiene una base matemática muy simple.
Which has it at its hidden center, the 7.
Que tiene a su centro el 7.
And that this is a universal constant.
Esta es una constante universal.
That whatever form of energy there is,
cualquier forma de energía puede existir,
that energy is subordinate to time.
Está subordinada al tiempo.
That's why they say time has the power to destroy mountains.
Por esto decimos que el tiempo tiene el poder de destruir la montaña.
And also that time heals everything.
Y también que el tiempo sana cualquier cosa.
So time is the highest law.
El tiempo es la ley más alta.
That nothing can escape this law.
Nada está fuera de esta ley.
That the whole of modern civilization is a conspiracy to deny this law.
Y toda la civilización humana es una conspiración para negar esta ley.
But the law will destroy the civilization.
Pero será la ley que destruirá la civilización.
And this law of time comes from only one source.
La ley del tiempo viene de una fuente.
The Supreme Creator.
El Creador Supremo.
However you want to define or imagine or understand.
Ustedes lo pueden imaginar o definir o comprender de manera diferente.
That law of time is the principal law that the Supreme Creator uses to make the creation.
La ley del tiempo es la ley suprema que el Creador utiliza para hacer la creación.
But what is new, many of these ideas are universal and have been with us.
Muchas de estas ideas son universales, han estado con nosotros.
But now, what we are doing is giving it a much more precise form.
Pero lo que hacemos ahora es que le estamos dando una forma mucho más precisa.
There is nothing that exists in nature that does not have its form and its measure.
Nada que existe en la naturaleza no. Cada cosa que existe en la naturaleza tiene su forma y mesura.
Medida, sí. And that this form and the measure of all things constitutes the whole order of the universe.
Y la forma y la medida de cada cosa constituye la forma y el orden del universo.
That the whole order of the universe is governed by this frequency, mathematical ratio.
Y todo el orden del universo está gobernado por esta frecuencia matemática universal.
And that, as we said, and it does not matter whatever form of energy, whether that energy is life or clouds.
Todas las diferentes formas de energía no hace ninguna diferencia si estamos hablando de vida o de nubes.
That all of these manifestations have their form and their measure.
Todas estas manifestaciones tienen su forma y su medida.
So that whatever exists, including the whole of existence, in some way can be known.
Entonces todo lo que existe en algún modo puede ser conocido.
Especially since everything has its form and its measure.
Especialmente si pensamos que todo tiene su forma y su medida.
So we can now know more deeply the quality and the way in which the life comes about.
Así que podemos conocer en manera mejor la manera en que la vida viene.
So for instance, we notice that each one of us looks different. Each one of us looks different.
Así que cada uno de nosotros se parece diferente.
But we all have the same symmetry, same form.
Pero todos tenemos la misma forma y simetría.
And so we're not different at all.
Así que no estamos realmente diferentes.
There was one primal pattern.
Obviamente hay un patrón primario.
And that from this pattern was generated all the forms that we are.
Y desde este patrón primario se generan todas las diferentes formas.
And following mathematical law, the pattern went from 1 to 2.
Y en la ley matemática, este patrón se va desde 1 hasta 2.
Yeah, which is the sexual differentiation.
Que es la diferenciación sexual.
But it's still the same pattern.
Pero todavía hablamos del mismo patrón.
And that from these two, then there is a binary multiplication into the many.
Y desde estos dos hay una multiplicación binaria.
So that we are all the same, and we're all the same. We're different. We're all different. We're the same.
Así que todos estamos iguales y diferentes al mismo tiempo.
And then we also notice that we congregate.
Y así como cuando nos juntamos.
Into larger and larger groups.
In grupos más y más grandes.
And that we call in our level of development, we call the congregation of groups society.
En nuestro nivel de desarrollo, nosotros llamamos la congregación de grupos sociedad.
Now, we look at nature. We can see, for instance, that whatever living form we see,
todas las formas vivientes que vemos,
that these living forms create large communities.
Estas formas vivientes crean comunidades más grandes.
We look at the communities of the ants and the insects.
Por ejemplo, las comunidades de las hormigas o de los insectos.
And we look at the communities of the dolphins.
O de los delfines.
Or the different birds.
O de las diferentes aves.
So that we see that the different individual units actually create a whole.
Así que los diferentes individuos crean unas unidades.
And that there is the whole that distinguishes the form of life.
Él es la unidad que distingue la forma de vida.
That it is in a whole order of reality that each community exists.
Cada comunidad existe por un orden de realidad.
That is totally whole. So when we say that the pattern of ourselves is ordered by time, and the pattern of ourselves in community or in wholeness is also ordered by time.
Es el tiempo ordena las comunidades y la evolución de estas comunidades en el tiempo.
So we can say that time orders life in ever greater wholes.
Así que podemos decir que el tiempo gobierna la vida en grandezas siempre mayores.
And to illustrate the difference between the individual unit and the whole.
Para ilustrar la diferencia entre la unidad individual y la comunidad.
The microbe.
El microbo. Microbio.
Microbio. One microbe is nothing.
Un microbio no es nada.
A microbe colony is everything.
Pero las colonias de microbios son todo.
And this is the point.
Este es el punto.
That at this point we are disunited in time.
En este punto estamos unidos así en el tiempo.
Disunidos
así.
Welcome backstage. Wow, far out. Okay, this has been another time-space metamorphosis into the discovery of the law of time. Welcome. Today marks the beginning of the next 260-day spin to 2012, December 21st, 2012. Here's what's in store from the Cosmic History Chronicles. Time, space, time, society, envisioning the new Earth. Where are we going with this anyway? Okay. The relative aspiring to the absolute manifestation and application of the Medi-Hedi. We are now at the end of the sixth day of creation. The seventh Earth of the seventh day of creation will begin to emerge after Gregorian December 21st, 2012. This new Earth will be fully manifest by the galactic synchronization date of the galactic seed, July 26th, 2013. The metamorphosis of the time-space of the whole of reality augured by this moment is without precedent. Can't say it better than that. So, carry on, lads. Structures erode and create more disillusionments. Some people drop out into fear, isolation, poverty, or just a need to survive. Angers, panic, widespread neurosis. While for others who are more conscious or more inclined towards the event horizon, the openness of it all, The fading away of structures represents the potentiality for heightened telepathic comprehension and understanding. This is the function of the noosphere, to maximize telepathic understanding so that when we reach the critical juncture, pardon y'all, that was a drop in the back on the wire just in time. Keen 202. Hey, coming back to the point of the telepathic comprehension and understanding, an all pervading type of sensuality being the function of the noosphere. And when we reach that juncture, that are these dates to come, are these days to come, are these meetings and our season at hand, we will stabilize into a higher dimensional. So stay in touch with that. Know that we're staying in touch with you. And in Lakesh to all of y'all, Mitakuyasan, and all the jazz that you can muster in your wellness program, sailing your wah-wah and doing the doo-wah. My disclaimer is not to trust or believe anything I say until you know it to be true for yourself. So I'll send you a voice. Send it over there. We're aware of what's happening in the world at large and circumstances that affect and influence each and every one of us coming to your very doorstep. The most recent uptick flash and abnormal weather flood front continues to become an incredible facet of history to watch out for. Portions of southeast Louisiana and southern Mississippi, right up there in that fault line, including the southeast Louisiana, Ascension, Assumption, East Baton Rouge, East Feliciana, Iberville, Livingston, Lower Jefferson, it goes on. Wow, it goes on to name St. Helena, St. John, St. James, John the Baptist, far out. Well, we know that there's heavy rainfall and a great deal of unrest and big weather tornado zones out there. So we've been watching that, and prayers are with y'all and helping you to find home again. Hey, reach out to us if you care to with splashwebs.org. You can also drop into the Gorge Wellness site. It's out of sight. Take it easy. Take it and shine on. Shine on, you crazy diamonds, despite the odds. Chew the wah-wah again in the very near future. Thank you, Tukashila. Thank you, Wotan, Fotan, Chinanda. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Jai, Ram, Sitaram. Hope.